Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and hello, and welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Well, we got an interesting show lined up for you, okay? So, let's get into the prayer. Lord, our God, we come into your presence pleading with you to bring the world what it needs so that people may be freed from all their pain and enabled to serve you, Lord. Let the power of Jesus Christ be revealed in our time, Lord, for he has taken on our sin that justice might arise on earth, Lord. that all might have life and might see your salvation, Lord, which you will bring when the time is fulfilled, Lord. Let your power be revealed into the world, and let your will be done, your name be kept holy, and all wrongs be righted in turbulent and difficult days, Lord. O Lord our God, you alone can help. You alone are the Savior of all people, Lord. In our great mercy, you can bring peace, Lord. We look to you, and when we consider your word, we remember the mighty promise you have given, Lord. Promises which are to be fulfilled in our time, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into some music here. Okay. All righty. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Gavin Moorhead, that Ken shrubbed his channel. I think it was someone doing the bone. Well, I don't know. I don't know. You never know about these things these days. Amen. Well, let's play some music. Thank you.
forever be your cause. Constant reminder of the cost. Blood that flowed from side and hand to finally bring me to promised land. This voyage is long, the waves are high. Carry me on with gracious tide. Your word has proved a faithful guide. And each day you bring me nearer. This voyage is long, the waves are high. Carry me on with gracious tide. Your word has proved a faithful guide. And each day
shadows I hide, hear the shadows that bind me. These dark corners becoming the walls that define me. But with this weight on my heart, I don't know what to do. But I know that I recently lost love and grief wrapped around me. And I rely on the tears that your spirit provides me. Still I fail to give like you gave before me. But I know that I I know I need you. The prayers that I pray are the ones that you teach me. So why is my mind in a million pieces? Oh, only contrite heart is what you desire and choose. And I know I need you. Woke up this morning, I turned on the TV, seeing scenes that I never want to see. Stories of death and pain I hardly could imagine. I tried to digest it, so I'm sipping my coffee. Step outside these doors with a heart full of love in a world that I know is full of madness. Sometimes it's hard to hold on to my feet. I hold a banner of mercy all around me. I see his hate, and that's the truth. Wanna stay inside, run and hide, and bolt the door with a sign that says, "Gone fishing, man, forever." My son, he said, "You give me all you have, and let me multiply it enough to feed the masses." Driving all day, coming where the streets are gold. No more tears and no more crying, and the pain is gone. Love the only thing surrounding, so let go.
praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the message. Learning to seek the face of God. My first is called Seeking God Through Prayer. Learning to seek the face of God is the foundation for experiencing the amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wonders, excellencies, and satisfactions we can fathom. God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all the avenues available to us, a door is opened in which we discover all of our Heavenly Father longs to give us. So may you grow in pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek His face. The fact that God listens to us as children changes the landscape of prayer for empty praises uttered in the abyss to direct communication with the Creator and Sustainer of all. When you pray, you are heard by your Heavenly Father. And it's because He listens to us that prayer is one of the most wonderful and powerful avenues to pursue Him. May we learn to dialogue in greater ways with our Heavenly Father as we open our hearts to all He would show us today about prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 and 8 says, "And when you pray, do not heap upon empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Jesus inaugurated an entirely new perspective on prayer. Prior to Jesus, God's people would pray out of obligation or ritual, begging or seemingly insisting God to move on their behalf. Jesus taught that God knows our needs before we even ask. He taught that God is a good Father who longs to respond to the needs of His children. And in John 15, verse 7, He taught, "If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you." So God's desire is to respond favorably to our prayers. He always has an absolute best in mind and longs to satisfy the desires of our hearts. The key to effective communication with God is first to trust that He is a good Father who listens and longs to answer the prayers of His children. After gaining proper perspective, we need to spend significant time allowing God to fill us with His desires for us, fastening our hearts in the reflection of His. God will not give you what He knows is less than His best. Rather, He longs to fill you with the desire for what is best for you. Then come along and satisfy the desire in magnificent and miraculous ways as you pray. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says, "Call to Me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." So when you call out to your Heavenly Father, just trust that He will answer you. He longs to fill you with the knowledge and desire for His will. He longs to speak with you. You can have His heart and know how He feels. The Holy Spirit who dwells within you longs to reveal to you the perfect plans of your Heavenly Father. So spend time in prayer listening to the heartbeat of God and allowing Him to fill you with the knowledge of His will. Meditate on God's purpose for prayer. Allow Scripture to fill you with trust and faith in your God's ability to both listen and speak to you. John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." So ask the Spirit to fill you with knowledge of God's desires for you. Where do you need God's wisdom? What part of your life doesn't seem to be marked by the work of God? Where do you need peace, joy, and purpose? Psalms 85, verse 8, "Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people, to His saints, but let them not turn back to folly." So, pray in accordance with God's will. Pray with boldness after you discover God's heart for your need, knowing that He hears you and responds to your prayer perfectly. In his book, Power Through Prayer, E.M. Bounds shares incredible wisdom on the lifestyle of prayer. May his words guide you into the deeper connection with your Heavenly Father today. The men who have done the most of God in this world have been early on their knees. He who fritters away the early morning is opportunity and precious, and the other pursuits of seeking God will make your headway seeking him the rest of the day. If God is not first in your thoughts and efforts in the morning, he will be in the last place the remainder of the day. Amen. Okay, I hope you read Matthew chapter 6. It'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Now let's get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling or overeating. Whatever the issues may be, see, if the Lord does not know you, he can't do anything for you. So, with that being in mind, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487 and push the one key. When you push the one key, you will come on live so you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All righty. Okay. Well, let's take a caller. Area code 843.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing great.
Is that's good to hear.
Going on? How was your week?
Good so far.
Thing is, I don't know if you remember Harry Bush, but he just got out of the hospital.
Yeah, I remember the story.
Yeah, he's out of the hospital. He's doing great now. He's thinking about getting prosthetic or something because the accident also took out one of his fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad. Can you say a prayer for him? Okay, it says, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves and will not wear out. A treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke 12.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means. Luke 12, 13.
Well, it's Luke 12:13 basically means, okay, is that if you give to the poor, okay, and not think of yourself, okay, for doing it, okay, you just do it out of the goodness of your heart, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what God looks at, is where your heart is at when you give, okay? And as far as the treasures, okay, there's more treasures in heaven than there is here on earth, okay? So,
yeah, but it says no moth destroys.
Huh?
But how can a moth? It says no moth destroys. How can a moth destroy a treasure? What is a moth?
A moth is a, you know, a creature. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like there's treasures in clothes and clothing and stuff like that. Okay.
It destroys it. Condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for helping me out.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's take another caller. 111.
Hello, this is Pastor Veal.
Hello, Pastor
Bill. Hello. I'm not doing well today because I've been informed that Pastor Kent is no longer doing a show on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm no longer co-host of his show because it ended.
Well, why did he do that?
Well, when I called him, he said it was because he's gotten over 200 threatening messages from callers from your show, control of your callers. And I know that, you know, sometimes things get out of hand. But this is just atrocious to me. This is just devastating to me that you would chase another pastor off air because of personal grievances. You're a man of God, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm a man of God. But you know what? I've never done that in my life. I've never chased anybody off the air. Okay, I don't do that. I don't do that. Okay, I can't control what callers do. Okay, if callers decide to call into Kent's show and be whatever. Okay, that is their issues. They do it to my show too, so it's not like I'm being singled out or Kent's being singled out. Okay, so.
Amen. Well, here's the other facet of that though. There is a side that I think you can control, and it's Tony Farrar who joins the chat room.
Well, you know, Tony Farrar is Tony Farrar. Okay, and I can't control Tony Farrar. He's a grown man. He does what he wants to do. Okay, and again, I'm gonna leave it at that.
Thank you much. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, let's play some more music here. All right.
Was it rage or relief, or garish grief, callous and coarse and kind? An eye for an eye for an eye, I suppose, and soon we'll all be blind. You give a man a gun, you tell him who to kill, you teach him how to turn and shoot. But someday man is gonna cut the strings and turn that gun on you. And then you're gonna say he was mad all along and add him to your list of names. Fight fire with fire, fire with fire as the world goes up in flames. While the kings and their squires stand in their squares, soaked in black golden blood. Like lambs leading lions into the fray, they've all gotten lost in the flood. I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. Admire progress when you're on the side that lives, but when innocence dies with every drone that flies, well, no one really wins. But you need someone to blame, so you pick a name, and the truth is up to you. Their pulses rise while your numbers fall, so any name will do. And this wild wind that you're blowing will blow right back again, and then before you know it, you've lost 5,000 men. While the kings and their squires stand in their squares like a pack of puppeteers, you're the best decision they've made in 20 years. And I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. Mm-hmm. said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water. I said, Lord, take me down, down to the water.
I'm falling.
that I might be saving. And all the little signs that I might give you. Well, there would not be enough. There would not be enough. So we're not over coffee and say goodbye. Never be enough. No, we're not over.
Get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, receive the gift of heaven. Receive what I have already freely given to you. You don't have to beg. You don't have to talk to me into the blessing I have already predetermined to give you. I have put the robe of righteousness on your shoulders. I have placed a signet ring upon your finger. The past is gone. Forget the past. Forget the swine husk of the past that never did meet your needs. Forget those with elder brother mentality who resent the kindness that I shower upon you now. You are forgiven. You are clean once more. Sin is no longer the issue. What needs to happen is now is for you to adapt your thinking to just how kind and how loving I want to be to you right now. I love you because I love you. Because I love you. That is who I am, and that is what I do. I so love that I gave. I so love that I am giving. You ask me what I was doing in your life, and I say to you that I'm giving to you. What am I giving? I'm giving you all things that pertain to life and godliness. I'm giving you of heaven's bounty to meet your every need of your life. Embrace that as most basic truth of who I am in your life. I am the giver. I'm not the taker. I'm not the thief. The thief came to kill, to steal, and destroy. If you see death, theft, and destruction around you, know that none of that originated in me. Others have I said I do such things, but they are those that know nothing of who I am, nor do they know just how much I love you and choose this day to pour out to you of my love in full measure. Amen. Well, that goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, let's take some callers here. Let's see who we got. We got a bunch of 111 callers. Let's see.
All you do is lie. You constantly lie and you run away from it, and you don't want to confront me. You just mute me, and you never want to confront me, Pastor. Why is that? I want to have a conversation with you, and you never want to have a conversation with me about this. Maybe you could convince me if you simply talked with me.
Well, you know, Pastor Real, you know, I don't put this. Okay? Yeah, you know, you don't have a good message. You know,
I don't have a good message. Excuse me. You literally lift your message online. I found your message from last night. I literally did. I had it pulled up on my computer because it's something that somebody else wrote. I write my own sermons. I don't lift them. I don't plagiarize them.
I don't plagiarize them either. I share the word, okay?
Yeah, and I share the word through my own message. I put more effort into my message than you do. And your message is still perfectly fine because it's the word of God. But at the end of the day,
Okay, good night. All right. Okay, 111. 111. Okay. 111 dropped. 111.
Why are you being a dick sock to Pastor Ben?
Goodbye.
Funny.
Oh, well. Okay, we got another 111. Hello.
Hey, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
All right, Don. How you doing?
I'm all right. I have a question about godliness, if I could ask it. I have a friend that is, how do I say this? He's married, but he's living with a man. And he's been living with...
Goodbye, Don. We know who you're talking about. Okay. All right. So that's it for tonight. God bless you all. Have a blessed night. See you all tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Bye-bye.